You are listening to Chesterton Radio at chestertonradio.com.
Has proved himself pretty resourceful. Yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. With a piece of cardboard and some broken bits of mirror, it looks like he's going to turn the tables on the dreaded bandit leader, the Dragon Lady. We'll find out more about things in today's transcribed adventure in just a moment. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Tomato Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. Boys and girls, when you take a glass of delicious Libby's Tomato Juice, I wonder if you realize all the work and care that went into bringing you such a swell-tasting drink. Suppose you yourself were to make your own tomato juice. I mean tomato juice that's as good as Libby's, if that's possible. Well, first you'd have to get a garden with just the right kind of soil that would help grow prize tomatoes. Why, gosh, just developing prize tomatoes might take years and years. But say you did it. Then you'd press those tomatoes. And if you were extra careful, you'd have a swell-tasting juice. But you'd have to drink it right away, or can it quick as a wink, so that none of the freshness and flavor escapes. Anyway, it would be some job. And luckily, Libby has done it for us. Add to that famous flavor the fact that Libby's tomato juice supplies important vitamins A, B1, C, and G. Well, it's just too good to miss. And why miss it? Just tell Mother you want Libby's tomato juice. Libby's. L-I-B-B-Y-S. And now, Harry and the Pirates. Harry, Pat Ryan, April Kane, Burma, Jude Hennick, and Connie have been locked in upstairs rooms of an old brick building in Utong, hideout of the Dragon Lady. They came to this mountain spot to recover a radio invention which this bandit leader, the most powerful in China, stole from them in Singapore. But the Dragon Lady is clever, and they were trapped. Then at night, during a storm, Big Stoop, the Chinese servant, broke in and released Terry and Pat. This looked like the big chance. Not only to escape, but to recover the radio device. They dashed to the floor below, but the radio transmitter was not in its hiding place. Then Pat went on a tour of investigation, and as Big Stoop and Terry stood in the darkness of a first floor room, they suddenly heard...
Pat, he's in trouble or something. Come on, Stoop, let's get going. This way. He's down on this floor. Where are you, Pat? Which way? We're coming. It's doggone dark down here. Dark everywhere. Pat!
I'm here, Terry. Don't wait, hurry now.
What happened? Well, can't we have some light? We'll break our necks.
Yeah, there's some light. Let's lower that shade and look around. I'll wait right here.
You're not hurt, are you, Pat? I heard a shot.
No, I'm as good as new. Hurry now, lower that shade.
Now.
Where's Big Stoop?
He's in the doorway. Why, you wanting for something?
I don't know.
Well, what happened, Pat? Wait, I'll try and find the light. Ought to be something in here. Yeah, here it is. Here's a few lighters. Wait.
That's better.
Now, who did the shooting and what... Who's that on the floor? And who's that?
Hold the light closer to the two bodies, Terry. They ought to be recognized.
Why, this one's Lawyer Spur. And this is Mr. Keel. Well, what happened? I mean, how did you...
Very simple. Remember when we saw somebody trying to get in by that window in the other room a few minutes ago?
Yeah.
Well, that was our good friend Lawyer Spur. He couldn't force that window, so he went around to this one and got in. Well, I was here waiting for him. I nailed him right in the button. He's out like a light.
You mean you hit him in the dark without giving him a chance?
Now, look, Terry, me lad. Things happen much too fast for me. I couldn't send an engraved invitation.
But it's...
Listen to this. Lawyer Spur climbed through that window. And about 10 feet or so behind him, out there in the drizzle, was another fella. He was coming in, too. Well, I had to act quick, so I sent Mr. Spur to Dreamland and then tackled Mr. Keel.
Well, are they all right?
Still alive? I'm afraid they are. This is a crazy business, Terry. Crazy.
I'll say it is, but how do you mean it's crazy?
I mean that Lawyer Spur was coming here, breaking into this place to try and get back that radio device.
Yeah, but the invention isn't in that cabinet. We looked it.
But Spur didn't know that. He figured it was in this building.
You sure he wasn't coming over here to pull some trick on us? He knew that you and I were locked in one room, April and Berm in another, and Dude and Connie in another.
Yeah, he might have wasted some time on us, but I'll bet a half old Spur wants that radio transmitter most of all.
That is most correct.
Well, well, another can't be heard from. Still alive, I see, Mr. Keel?
I would be more alive if somebody would remove their foot from my neck.
Well, I haven't got my foot on your... Stoop! What's the idea? Take your boot off the gentleman's neck.
Yeah, Stoop, just relax. Just stand around. If either one of these men try to leave the room, and slap them down. Now, Mr. Keel, you were saying...
Mr. Spur came here to find a portable radio transmitter to steal it.
But the dragon lady stole it from Mr. Spur. Who stole it from...
I'm not interested in that discussion. Mr. Spur came here tonight to steal the invention. I followed him. I have not trusted him. Will you know the rest?
Yeah. Well, sorry I had to make that flying tackle and throw you for a 5-yard loss behind the table, but it had to be done.
And now what do you hope to accomplish, or haven't you thought of that?
Well, we're free. And I always think better when I got lots of room to move around in.
This building is garbage. You'll not go very far.
It's not guarded very well. If Big Stoop could get in here, then you must have a lot of mighty sleepy guards around.
Never mind that. We'll find out about that later.
You'll have no weapons, Mr. Ryan.
I got this gun of yours. Went off when you hit the floor.
Well, that is all you have. It's very cold in these mountains. You have 2 women to look after. Walking is dangerous.
Well, anything would be better than going to work in a mine. You haven't forgotten that, have you?
Yeah. Your dragon lady promised all of us a steady job down in a mine somewhere in these mountains. We were going to disappear.
I do not make the plans. I have not in control here.
Yeah, but you get awful nasty at times. I still think I'd like to put your nose on top of your head.
Never mind, Pat. Now, don't hit...
Don't worry. I never pick on a man when he's down. But if I ever get on my feet, and you're on your feet, too, so you can speak for yourself, you and I are going to tangle.
That will be a pleasure. I will not deny myself.
Well, what are we going to do now?
So, I understand you carried Lawyer Spur before. Well, pick him up. We'll bring these 2 gents up and lock them in a room. Come on, Keel. You can travel under your own power. Upstairs we go. Hold it a minute. We can't put these lads in the cell we were in, Terry. The lock is broken. The Big Stoop busted in.
Yeah, that's so. Well, let's put Keel and Spur in the room where Dude and Connie are. Hold everything a second. I almost forgot.
What?
Big Stoop handed me a paper message when I was waiting for you downstairs. So dark, I didn't have a chance to read it, and then you yelled, and we've been busy with Mr. Keel and Mr. Spur ever since, so...
Let me take the lantern. Keep a tight grip on those men, Stoop. No, let them get away. Now, what's all this paper business? What is it? That's Chinese. You can't read Chinese, Terry.
No, it isn't Chinese. It's a special Chinese code I worked out for Big Stoop and Connie and myself.
Yeah? You'll have to prove it before I'll be...
Well, look, those square marks and the dots all spell letters, and when you put them together, they spell a word.
Well, what's the message?
Well, the first word is come. The next word is inside. The next word is please.
Come inside, please.
Yeah, and the rest of the sentence is before dawn hour. Yeah, this is from Connie.
It's too polite to come from duty.
Yeah, they want us, or rather Big Stoop, to release them. Hold the lantern over here by the door.
You may release the men in this room and the 2 women in the other room, but where will you go? Where will you hide?
Well, we'll rub vanishing cream on ourselves, Mr. Keel.
You will do well to save your laughter until another day.
This is easy to open from the outside, Pat.
Good, let's do it, but fast.
So you plan to lock me and Mr. Spur in this room, is that it?
Oh, it's a swell idea, but I got a better one. We're going to throw Brother Spur in this cell. We're going to keep you with us.
I do not understand such foolishness.
You will.
Hey, it's about time you got us out of here.
Hi in there, Dude. Connie, come on out.
Hey, you got Connie's message after all,
huh? Yeah, we got it, and I just now decoded it. But we were going to let you out here anyway. You all right, Connie?
Let's ask a lot of questions some other time, Terry. Hiya, Dude.
Hiya, Pat.
We got things to do, but first, Stoop. Yeah, that fella under your arm. The one who's still sleepy by. Put fella in room. Savvy? Yeah, he understood.
Take your big hands off. Let me go.
Let him alone, Stoop. We take you this fellow with us. Catch him, collar, hold tight. Sorry, Keel, but Stoop always does things in a big way.
What are we going to do with Mr. Keel?
Shut and bolt that door, and I'll tell you.
Yeah, I hope you spared Mr. Keel from me, Pat. I have a nice bone to pick with him.
It's a fight, and the line forms at the right. I saw him first. Now, look. Keel knows where that radio device is hidden. He knows who has it.
And supposing I do, what good will that do you?
You're going to get it. Show us where it is. I'd hate to see anything happen to Big Stoop's temper, you know. And the quickest way to get him mad is for me to say you are a good friend of the Dragon Lady.
That's right. Stoop sees red when he hears her name.
Yes, you're very amusing people, but I do not respond to all this.
No? Well, let's try something else then. Stoop, looky. You lift fella. Shaky like this. Quick him. Yes? Now.
Now, let me go! Put me down!
It's lucky for him. He has no false teeth. He'd be shaken up by this time.
That'll do, Stoop. Hold up. Stop and shake, fella. Now, Mr. Keel, did you find that very amusing? Come on. We release the ladies. Then we'll go down to the floor below, and you'll tell us where to get that radio transmitter.
I'll see if I can unlock that door.
You know, we'd better hurry. Look down the corridor. It's almost daylight.
Well, Keel, do we make a deal?
I'm sorry. I cannot help you.
Oh? Well, I think you'll be a big help whether you want to be or not. Oh, Terry.
Hmm?
Have you got that Terry scope with you?
Sure. Right here. Connie just gave it to me.
Well, hang on to it. You know, I have a hunch it's going to help us locate that radio invention. And a few other things. Well, that telescope has done wonders so far. Yes, and I'm mighty curious to know more about that strange Chinese code Connie and Terry and Big Stoop can read and write. Aren't you? Now, in just a moment, I have some more news about this adventure. Boys and girls, I want you to know a friend that you're bound to like. This friend will never let you down when you're thirsty and hankering for something super special. Yes, it's Libby's tomato juice. Here's why everybody goes for Libby's. First, only prized tomatoes are used. Their rich juice is pressed, then canned immediately to bring you that double delicious drink you'll shout about. Ask Mother to get Libby's, L-I-B-B-Y-S. Libby's tomato juice now. You'll like Libby's pineapple juice, too. You know, Terry and Pat are smart to keep Mr. Keel with them. But wait till you see the daring plan Pat Ryan has in mind. If it works, he may get the little radio device from the Dragon Lady. But if he fails, well, let's not hope for that. So grab a seat by your radio and, wouldn't it be wonderful if you could see around corners, see what's going to happen before it did happen? Well, there's transcribed adventure ready for you tomorrow at this same time and a super extra special feature. Terry has something he wants to say direct to you. And so we're fixing things up to tune him in. You won't want to miss that. So be sure to listen in. Listeners, we have discovered the nation's number one transcribed adventure story. A newspaper strip that has come to life on the air, Terry and the Pirates. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Tomato Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. Well, kids, today's the big day, the day of the super special feature I promised you last night. Right after the show, you're going to have the thrill of a lifetime. We fix things up so Terry himself can talk direct to you, and boy, has he got news. Yes, sir, you'll sure get a wallop out of the surprise Terry's going to tell you about. Not to mention the thrill of hearing direct from him way over there in China. So keep your ears glued to the radio, boys and girls. The minute the show is over, the big news will break. And now, Terry and the Pirates. Well, well, well. Things have taken a turn for the better as we join Terry and his friends in the Dragon Lady's hideout in the Chinese mountains. With the help of the powerful servant, Big Stoop, All our adventuring friends have been freed from the stone room. Yes, and with the help of a peculiar periscope, really called a terriscope, our friends have made prisoners of the Dragon Lady's assistant, Mr. Keel, and the crook, Lawyer Spur. It's a cold, gray, misty morning now. Jude Hennick, the plane pilot, has released April Kane and Burma from their cell and has taken them back across the field to his plane. He hopes to get it set for a takeoff. So let's join Pat Ryan and Terry. The huge, silent, big Stoop is with them. He holds Mr. Keel by the collar.
Well, Pat, what's our next move? Dude's taking the girls to plane. He's going to try to fly them away from here.
We want that radio invention, even if Brother Keel isn't keen on helping us.
I do not know where it is. I've told you that before.
Yeah, I know.
I've told you. I followed Mr. Spell to this building. I saw him force a window and enter. I followed him a few moments later. You know the rest.
Yeah, I know I caught you and Spur, and you were both sneaking in here for one thing.
There's a lie. I did not come to steal the radio invention.
Well, if you followed Mr. Spur here to stop him from stealing that little radio transmitter, then you must know where it is.
I was mistaken. I only thought I knew where it was.
I thought you were the Dragon Lady's right-hand man.
I am employed by the lady, that is all.
That's enough.
Say, what's become of Connie? He was standing here a moment ago.
And if that word-twisting Chinese boy does anything more to get us in hot water, I'll skin him alive. Say, you got that terriscope with you?
Yeah, right here.
Ah, so that is how you look down into the room below, eh?
That's right. We saw the Dragon Lady take the portable transmitter out of a cabinet.
You know, Keel, I think the Dragon Lady would like to know that you and Mr. Spur had planned to steal the radio invention from her.
That's a lie.
Now, look, Bristletop. Did the Dragon Lady know you came over to this building just before dawn today?
No, I saw no reason to...
Okay, she wants an explanation. And I'm just a little old fellow who can give it to her.
She won't believe you.
I think I can do business with your boss.
What are you going to do, Pat?
Well, we just caught Lawyer Spur and Mr. Empting Keel. Both of them trying to steal the radio device.
That is not so.
You be quiet. I'll have Big Stoop shake your eye teeth out. Where was I? Oh, yes. The Dragon Lady doesn't like her help to double-cross her.
She will not believe that I did that.
Then what are you so nervous about? Now, look, Terry, it's daylight now. We can't go outside, at least not yet. Use the terriscope and take a look around, will you?
Yeah, sure. See, I can open a small window and stick the terriscope out far enough to... Oh, I'll look through this end of the terriscope and...
Well, what does the wide world look like outside?
Pap. She's coming this way. I can see her. She just came out of a doorway.
The Dragon Lady?
Yeah. We can't stay here. She'll open this door and come in.
Yeah, now look. You, Stooper, take him bad fellow in that room. Hold him mouth. No talkie, savvy? And you, Terry, go with Stoop and Keel. Oh, here, you take this gun. And hold the door open just wide enough to see out here with the periscope.
But what are you going
to
do?
I don't know. But I want to talk to the lady. We can't make a deal with her. Well, she's right here and I can handle her. Go on now, get out of sight. Well, good morning.
What? How did...
You're just in time to have breakfast.
Oh. Good morning, Mr. Ryan.
It's a little early in the day to talk, but you want some explanations, I'm sure.
Speak up and be quick.
Now, hold on. I don't like that tone of voice. You sound like you were still cracking the whip.
Well, what is the meaning of all this? Who dared to let you out of your room? I gave no orders.
Never mind that. I have other news for you.
Well, speak quickly, then.
Now, listen. I caught two of your crooked playmates last night in this building. They came here looking for the radio transmitter. Did you know that?
Whom do you mean?
Lawyer Spur and Mr. Keel. Of course, if you sent them here to break in by way of a window, then it's different.
How can I believe what you tell me?
Now, stop acting like a prima donna. You and I have tangled before, and we've always taken each other's word, right?
Mr. Ryan, what is it you wish?
Well, I figure it this way. You stole that radio transmitter, but I'll make a deal with you. After all, those two gents, Spur and Keel, were going to steal it from you.
They couldn't do that.
They could try.
I should like to question those men.
Plenty of time for that. Now, what about you and I?
What is the plan you have?
I don't want that radio transmitter for myself. I want it for the Chinese army. They can use it against the invader.
I shall not give that invention to you. I need it for myself.
Okay.
But why prevent the Chinese army from using it? Let him have it, too. I don't want any money, nothing. The invention belongs to the girl, April King. Whatever money comes from it goes to her.
Then I should talk to her, not you.
You'll talk to me and like it.
And if I refuse to listen to you any further?
Then I'll tell you something else you won't like. You had a servant once, a huge man mountain, strong as a couple of oxen, and a disposition as sweet as a baby's smile. You remember him? We call him Big Stoop, because he can't talk.
Well?
He can't talk because you fixed it so he couldn't. He hasn't forgotten that, and I don't blame him. It was Big Stoop who broke in here and let us out. And he's not very far away. If he ever gets his big hands on you, it's goodbye. See what I mean? No, I don't want him to break you up in little pieces, but Stooper is hard to control when he gets mad. And he's sure real mad with you.
I can walk out of here.
No, you can't, lady. Don't turn around and don't try to use a gun.
A dragon lady doesn't happen to have a gun up her sleeve, Terry.
The lion is correct. I have no gun.
Now, Terry, come on out. That big Stoop's staying there with his pal.
Stooper, you stay here with Bad Fellow. Hold them tight. Hello, Dragon Lady. Kind of early in the morning, huh?
Terry Lee, you will not live long in this country. You have a charmed life, but good luck cannot follow you forever.
That's a very pretty speech, but let's stick to our knitting. Do we make a deal?
I have no objection to assisting the Chinese army. I bear the army no grudge. But I shall not give up the radio transmitter.
All right, what will you do?
I owe you a debt. You prevented Keel and Spur from making off with the invention. I shall repay that debt.
Fair enough.
I shall accompany you to the headquarters of the Chinese army. We shall submit the radio transmitter. If accepted, any money received shall go to the girl, April Kane. However, I shall have the right to produce these small transmitters for my own use. Is that clear?
Yes. It's a deal.
Well, let's get the transmitter and get started.
Very well. Follow me.
Where are you going?
Into the large room across the hall. I placed the invention in a small cabinet against the wall.
But it isn't there.
What is that you say?
It wasn't there last night. Pat and I looked. We broke open the cabinet.
Dear lady, do you think the radio gadget was still in there?
Come, we shall see. Placed it in this cabinet last night. Mr. Keel was here with me. Oh, gone.
We knew it wasn't in this cabinet, but we thought you'd taken it away and hidden it someplace else.
So you and I have both been cheated, eh? Now neither one of us have the device.
Well, just a minute, lady. Just a minute. What kind of a game are you trying to play? You know where the radio device is. You know it wasn't in this cabinet. And now you're trying to pretend it's been stolen from us. No, I don't swallow that line. You can't make me believe a third person took the radio from here. This cabinet was locked when we broke in, and the cabinet was empty.
Very well. If you didn't take the invention, and if I didn't, and you have my word for that, then suppose you tell me who did.
Transmitter, transmitter, who's got the transmitter? Well, it looks like the Dragon Lady and Terry and Pat will work together yet. But let's not forget the Terryscope, because it's going to play a big part in this next adventure. Attention, boys and girls, for the big moment. Your friend, Terry Lee, is going to speak to you. Yes, we fixed things up so Terry himself can talk direct to you. Now, hold on while we cut him in. All right, Terry, are you there? Shoot.
Hello, all of you kids over there at home. Golly, I'm glad to have this chance to talk to you, because I sure have some news for you. News with a capital N. You know that Terryscope I figured out? The one I made with some cardboard and pieces of mirror the girls dropped through the wall? Say, that good old Terryscope sure got Pat and Connie and all of us out of plenty of tight places. Well, now look, here's the big news for you. Every one of you kids can now get a Terryscope of your own that's exactly like the one I made. How's that for a swell surprise? Of course, in a way, your Terryscope will be better than mine, because I just have to use what I could find, broken pieces of mirror and a piece of old cardboard Connie found stuck in a window. But your Terryscope will be brand new and beautiful. Take it from me, kids, a Terryscope like mine's a keen thing to have. Why, you can see around corners with it and see what's going on behind you and over your head. Well, golly, I guess you remember how many times that Terryscope has saved the day for us. Of course, I'll be real pleased to think of all of you kids getting a Terryscope like mine, so I sure hope each of you sends for one right away quick. I guess the folks at the other end are going to give you the dope on just how to get it, so I'll sign off. Goodbye now, and I hope you'll send for your Terryscope soon.
Thank you, Terry. Thanks a lot for telling the boys and girls over here about this wonderful surprise. Say, kid, isn't it marvelous to think you can actually have a Terryscope just like Terry's for your very own? And you can get it so easily. All you do is take a label from a can of Libby's swell-tasting tomato juice and one from Libby's Hawaiian pineapple juice and print your full name, age, and address on the back of one. Then put the labels in an envelope along with 10 cents and mail to Terry, care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. You got that address? Terry, care of Libby's, spelled L-I-B-B-Y-S, in Chicago. First thing you know, the mailman will bring you your Terryscope, and boy, will you have fun. You know, that Terryscope is really even more exciting than Terry told you, because it not only lets you actually see around corners and in back of you, but it also gives you the secret Chinese code that Terry taught Connie and Big Stu. Yes, and it gives you the Morse code, too. And furthermore, it's got a treasure hunt panel with a swell game. And also a trick you can play with a picture of Big Soup. Well, all in all, kids, this Terryscope has 8 extra special features. Now remember, you send just 2 Libby labels and a dime. 1 label from Libby's tomato juice, 1 from Libby's pineapple juice. Mail them with your full name, age and address, and 10 cents to Terry, care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. So get going. Be the first in your gang to get a Terryscope. Now join us for a laugh and a surprise and a thrill way over in China, because that's where this newest and most exciting transcribed adventure takes place tomorrow. And you'll always know this program because it opens like this.
This is ChestertonRadio.com.